Good morning. This is Petty Officer Alec Kramer on AFN The Eagle 106.3. Today, I am joined by Lieutenant Tempesta and Ellen Tucone. How are you today?
We're doing good. How about you?
Doing great. What do you do in the Navy?
I'm a lieutenant and an officer in the United States Navy Judge Advocate General's Corps, or generally known as a JAG.
I'm a legal man, a paralegal in the Navy.
Awesome. So what does a Judge Advocate General's Corps do? And how does that differ from being a legal man?
So officers and legal men in the JAG Corps have a whole bunch of different jobs. My job here is I'm the civil law and legal assistance attorney for Region Legal Service Office, URAFSENT, Detachment Bahrain. We cover the widest swath of land in the JAG Corps. And day to day, what I do is assist service members in all their personal legal needs that that have nothing to do with military justice. So when it comes to things like divorce, SCRA protection, immigration, adoption, family law, landlord-tenant, all that kind of stuff. That's specifically what I do here, and JAGs generally cover everything from being prosecutors and defense attorneys to advising on operational law, going underway on ships, doing things like myself, legal assistants, and you can find them all over the world, both at RILSOs and at detachments.
Legal men usually are there to assist JAGs in everything that they have to do, but most importantly, legal men work under the supervision of attorneys, preparing and processing legal documents in the areas of military justice, legal assistance, and administrative, civil, and operational law. Their knowledge and expertise make them valuable assets to civilian law firms if and when they decide to leave the Navy.
All right, we're going to take a quick music break. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk to Ellen, too, and Lieutenant about the JAGs and the legal men.
Odd enough for you? Try tuning into 106.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.
All right, we are back talking with Ellen Tucone and Lieutenant Tempesta about legal men and JAGs. How does one become a legal man or a JAG?
It's really easy to become a legal man, but first you are not currently able to join the military as a legal man. You have to get in the military with a specific rate or as an undeciman. And after you join the military, then you can become a legal man. There's an instruction that governs the conversion to legal man. Once you are ready to become a legal man, you will come to our office. We will look at the checklist, look over the forms, make sure you have everything that you need. Then you will go through a board process. You will be approved. And then you will go to LNA school. After LNA school, you become a legal man. But then you have to go through a program called LPEP, a program that helps you get your associate's degree in paralegal studies. When you're done with LPEP, you are ready for the fleet.
I would say the most common pipeline is the one that I went through, which is called the student program, by which after folks go to college and you get your undergraduate degree, then you apply to law school independently. You go on your own. You finish law school. You take the bar exam. And while you're in law school, after your first year, you can apply through the JAG Corps student program to get what's called a professional recommendation. After you go through that application, which is got a lot of moving pieces to it, and you get your professional recommendation, then you go through and finalize your commission in the Navy. The way that it worked for me is I finished law school in 2021. I took the bar exam in the District of Columbia, went back home, awaited the results, and then as soon as I found out I passed, my recruiter and the detailer at the time helped me finalize my commission, and I commissioned in March of 2022. For those folks who are not like me and either are currently enlisted in the Navy, you can go through what's called the in-service procurement program to help get picked and have the Navy help fund your law school education. If you're currently an active duty officer in the Navy and you're interested in becoming an attorney as well and you'd like the Navy to pay for it, there's what's called the law education program, or when folks are commonly known as LEPs, through which you can get selected and have the Navy pay for your law school as well. Lastly, for those civilians listening out there, there's also what's called the direct appointment program, by which someone who's already a barred and licensed attorney who's been practicing for a while can apply for a commission in the Navy to become a JAG as well. I've worked with folks from all different flavors, and they're all wonderfully, equally bright attorneys. And if you want to find more about the pathways through which you can go to law school and become an attorney, you can find them all at jag.navy.mil.
Awesome. So there's a bunch of different ways to become a JAG and a legal man. What legal services are provided usually, and who should come see a JAG or a legal man?
We provide the entire suite of legal services to the fleet. Specifically at our office, Rel Sawyer Afsent, Dep Bahrain, we provide two main services. That's going to be your command services and legal assistance. As far as command services go, our OIC, Lieutenant Commander Hagedorn, and our installation staff judge advocate, Lieutenant Jackadar, as well as our lovely legalman, help commands navigate the thorny waters of different ethical issues, military justice, and good order and discipline by making sure that commanders have the right legal information and are fully informed as they're going through and making all of the day-to-day decisions that impact their commands. From the legal assistance side of the house, we do pretty much everything that you can imagine. I see folks who are going through the process of either tricky divorces or beginning a family for the first time and are navigating things like adoption, to having to work through landlord-tenant issues going on back in the United States, to ensuring that all of their financial rights are being protected under the Service Members Civil Relief Act. Anybody who thinks that they have an issue that an attorney might be able to help them with is welcome to come stop by our office. You can find that on NSA 1, Building 100. It's going to be up on the second deck, Building 110 Double Delta. Our doors open every day from 08 to 11. You can come on in, talk to a paralegal at the front desk, or you can find all of the information that you need to reach us by hitting our legal distro at nsa.legal.assistance@us.navy.mil, or you can call our DSN at 318-439-4237.
Awesome. Thank you for the information. And do you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, absolutely. So for anybody who's in the beginning stages of starting a new family, whether it be having a baby here in Bahrain to looking to get married, or whether it be looking to bring a new spouse with you back to the United States through the different immigration pipelines when you're looking to PCS back, we've got a lot of information that we can help folks navigate some of these more thorny issues with. So if that happens to apply to you, definitely come on to our office and you can either talk to a legalman like Ellen Tucone or a lieutenant like myself. We'll make sure that you guys have all the information you need to head back to the United States on time and together. And we look forward to serving every single person who comes by the office with legal issues. This is ultimately what we signed up for, to make sure that the folks who are out here fighting the good fight have all the support that they need. So we look forward to helping everyone out.
Thank you guys for coming into the studio today.
Thank you.
Thank you.